Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. We're celebrating 23 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Joel Barker is here. Joel is the author of 3 books, Future Edge, but also my favorite, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, with the companion film. That was the first thing I saw. I saw the film first, and then I had to have the book. So, folks, thank you for checking that out. You'll be glad you did. Joel, you've got, by the way, folks, Joel brings us things from the future, things that aren't here yet, but they're on the way. And he's putting them in front of us before most other people know about them. There are 2 things we're going to talk about in this segment, both of them associated with energy, with doing more with less, with limiting our carbon output. Tell us about them.
Well, we've actually got one very interesting thing on the use of CO2 coming out of smokestacks. Mm-hmm. There's a new process created by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which is a federal research group, so that as the smoke comes out with the CO2 laden in it, it strips the CO2 out of the smoke so it gets no farther than the tip of the chimney. And then they take that CO2 and, through a very interesting process, strip off one of the oxygens, so it went from CO2 to CO, which is carbon monoxide. And carbon monoxide can be turned into methane and ethanol and other basically starter products. So all of a sudden, instead of that CO2 going into the atmosphere and causing more problems, it's being captured and reduced, not totally eliminated, but reduced, and turned into useful things.
Another product.
Now, the good news about this is,
a lot of people, what you just said will remind a lot of people of scrubbers. A lot of these smokestacks have had, the EPA over the last 50 years has required them to have scrubbers, which would take a lot of the particulate out of the air that we used to be just belched into the air. This is another level of technology, but this is scrubbers on steroids, isn't it?
It is scrubbers on steroids, except for one thing. There's an anti-steroid in this. You can take CO2 and turn it into what I talked about using high temperature, 700 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
You need to do that. This process that they've got will do it at atmospheric temperatures.
Wow. So that doesn't use energy in order to create energy.
Exactly. The use that they've reduced dramatically the amount of energy necessary to turn the CO2 into CO and the other stuff. So not only are we getting materials we couldn't get before, but we're using far, far less energy to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of fits your paradigm when you say, well, let's let the market keep working and see what happens here.
Thank you.
And see what comes up. And you're welcome.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's
no,
true.
No, it
once,
is.
Once you had to.
And we need to be giving these people credit for this. See, this reminds me, this is the opposite of ethanol. You know, for every gallon of corn ethanol you get to put in gas, you may be burning 2 gallons of diesel fuel in the air in the factory to create the corn. So you got to remember that.
Exactly.
So this is good news, folks.
And
go ahead.
Yep. Now that's the saving the energy thing. This is a different saving the energy thing. And this, to me, is the most exciting thing I've seen in years, okay? One of the things we know is when we have our windmills turning, they turn at night, too, and they produce energy that nobody can use. There's nobody turning on their equipment. They don't need the electricity. And so I think you even said to me that some companies were being paid to take the electricity.
Yes.
Well, here's the late. This is why I'm so excited. A place called Highview Power in the U.K., has figured out a way to use compressed air to store energy in an extraordinarily efficient system. What they do is they use the waste electricity to refrigerate ambient air, atmospheric air, until it comes down to the temperature of liquid oxygen, which is about 192 degrees minus Fahrenheit.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that when you do that, the space that that those molecules are taking up is reduced by 700 times.
Wow.
So that air is... Yeah, exactly. So it's a way, just teeny, teeny spacing, and yet it's all the atmosphere that you had.
And it now, can be stored, again, and so it can be stored in smaller places. And see, this is the problem, folks, with passive energy, like solar, heating. Solar energy. The early ones heated rocks in the ground, But the problem is, how do you store it? How do you transfer it? How do you use it later? That's the problem that they've got to solve with passive energy, isn't it?
It is, and here's the deal. Once it's reduced to that 1/700th of a size, it takes very little energy to keep it cold because it's stored in a cryogenic tank. So you've got your storage. You've got massive space for it because of what you're doing. When you need it, you basically bring the liquid oxygen up into ambient atmosphere temperature, and it expands in a rush 700 times.
And what does that do?
Yes, it does. A turbine with a generator connected directly to it, so there's no separate steps. And all of a sudden, you are recapturing that energy, which was going to go to waste totally. You now have a capturing system, and it goes by scale, so you can make very large ones. Mm-hmm. It's modular, so you can do units. And it has... If you think about what's the output, air. So it has no pollutants involved in it in terms of the storage.
And these are the kinds of things we have to do, folks, so that we can save the planet. My point, Joel, is, we can save the planet without killing the economy. And innovation can do it. And you're reporting on that right now. And I thank you for that very much. We got more to come, I think, with our good friend Joel Barker. Do not go away. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.